More of the Horse Connection starts now with Clay McCuller on Sports Radio 98.1 The Ticket.
All right, folks, we're back. You're listening to Horse Connection with Clay McCuller. We are about everything horses and ranching related out here in West Texas. And one of the great events that happens in West Texas is the Fandangle. And we have Miss Lorna Ayers on the air with us. Thank you, Lorna, for joining us.
You bet. Glad to be here.
Well, the Fandangle, it's an outdoor play. Been going on for over 80 years. The entire community of Albany, Texas puts it on, and they have picked you, Lorna, to be their leader, I guess, for lack of a better name. What do they call you? Miss Fandangle?
Yeah, Miss Fandangle. That's it.
You nailed
it. It's Artistic Director is my title.
There you go.
Very nice.
Okay. Artistic Director.
Classy.
Well,
classy.
So yeah. It's always the last two weekends of June, and it's outside. It's at the historic Fort Griffin. Do they refer to that area of Fort Griffin as the amphitheater or anything?
We call it the Prairie Theater.
Okay.
It's a mile outside of town there in Albany. Yeah, it's right there. We call it the Prairie Theater.
Well, tell us a little bit about the history and why y'all chose to do this, why the whole community. I mean, if you live there, if you're from there, you live there, you're basically have to be a member in this, and you have to contribute in some sort of way. I mean, some of the cowboys, they bring their horses, and they do the horse part, and some people sing, and some people act in the play, and everybody does a little bit of something.
Yeah, that's what is really, really good about Fandangle, is because everybody can contribute. Just because you don't want to sing or you don't want to ride a horse or, you know, that doesn't matter. There is a place for every single person to be involved in Fandangle in one way or another. And like you said, the majority of the town really is involved in it. If they're not on stage or backstage or making costumes or making props, then they're out promoting it. You know, when you live in Albany, you live Fandangle. So it started 80 years ago. This is our 80th anniversary year by Robert Neal, who was an English teacher at the time at Albany High School, wrote a play for the seniors called Dr. Shackelford's Paradise because he was intrigued of the history of the area. And so he wrote a little historic play for them, and the community loved it so much that they said, we want to do this again, and we want to do it. We want to be involved in it. So it just continued to grow, and more people got involved, and more people got involved. And it's just a really, really neat history about a community coming together and first performing it on the football field and literally outgrew the grandstand. They were having like 1,200 people a night come and see it. And so they realized that they needed a more permanent home for it, and that's when the Prairie Theater was built in 1965. Was the first show out on the acre-sized stage there in Albany.
An acre-sized stage. And folks, if you have not been, it's magical. The play starts kind of right as the sun's going down. And there's live oak trees. There's a cool breeze, so don't worry about the heat. Mm-hmm. It cools off very well down there. And they run the most magical part the first time I went, I mean, and it was jaw-dropping. You're sitting, and they're rock bleachers, and you can set a chair up, and it's kind of free-for-all seating. There's no, like, theater chairs or anything out there.
No, we just put out chairs, and you sit in your little chair.
So they run out. I forgot at what point y'all do this, but you run out these longhorn steers, and I'm talking, like, 20-foot long horns. And they're like, bam, right in front of you. And I don't know how y'all do it, but I think y'all deny them some green grass for the day, and then you grow the green grass right in front of the stage, like right in front of the people. And so all they do is sprint straight to that green grass and drop their head and go to eating. And you're like, oh, no, they're going to run over me. No, they stop right there and drop and start eating grass. And it's, I mean, it's intimidating if you're on the front row. I mean, it really is. And then the cowboys come get them. And I know y'all have done some different things. And they get the cowboys and Indians going. And these are sure enough cowboys, folks. And, I mean, they do this every day for a living. And and riding some good horses, and they do some things that'll kind of scare you, and they do that crisscross pattern, and it's just so unique, and so unique to West Texas, and they also tell you the story about Fort Griffin, and the story of that whole area, and it's just awe-inspiring. And if you don't know the history of it and you live here in Abilene, shame on you for not going to this play, because you can learn about it. But I mean, it's just a great experience. It's good for the kids. And there's
Very good. Yeah.
It's what's it cost to get in there?
It's $15 a ticket. We have $20 box seats, but they have been sold out for a long time. Right. So it's $15 a seat to come to Ardha to play. When we get the $15 seats sold out, then we go to the $10 seating, but we still have some really good seats available on Friday nights. Saturdays, we still have some good seats, not as good as Friday nights. But so we're encouraging people to come any night they want to come, but we are just kind of letting them in on the secret that Friday night has a little bit better seats offered. So.
Well, and that may be because Saturday, a lot of people that go to the fan, they go and spend the day in Albany, which is worth it. Y'all have I think the parade is this Saturday.
It is, yeah.
And you've got the Old Jail Art Center, which is a world-renowned art museum.
Yep.
There's fantastic shopping. If you have not been to downtown Albany, you couldn't draw out a prettier, more alive downtown West Texas downtown than Albany, Texas. There's several great restaurants. I mean, outstanding restaurants. If you've ever, the best gas station hamburger on the planet is at Prairie Star. The sourdough burger. You couldn't get that in a 5-star restaurant.
Exactly. Then the pastries, oh my gosh, that are made on site. It's just an incredible place.
Homemade pimento cheese sandwich, man, I'm getting hungry. But gourmet 5-star food at a gas station.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. So $15 for seats on Friday night's going to have better seats than Saturday night. We've got the parade on Saturday. You can go to the Old Jail Art Center. There's shopping all over town. There's great restaurants.
There's a quilt show, and there's a organ concert played on a 100-year-old organ there at the Presbyterian Church. And on Saturdays we have children's activities downtown where they can like do stick horse races, and I think we're going to have bounce houses, and they can design their own bandana, and anyway, so fun free stuff for the kids on Saturdays.
Both Saturdays, the Kids Corral, I think it's what they're calling it.
That's right, Kids Corral.
Both Saturdays for the Fandangle. And the website is www.fandangle.org.
Griffin Fandangle.org.
I cut some of it off. FortGriffinFandangle.org. I think if you just Google Fandangle, you'll probably find this website.
Google anything.
You can Google just about everything. and so for 80 years, this has been going on, and nobody does anything for 80 years and not get really, really good at it. it's a well-oiled machine. It takes the whole community. Changes? How long have you been? I mean, you've been doing it your whole life, probably, right?
Yes, but about my whole life, about my teenage life. I'd like to say it's my whole life, and then I, could tell my age to be a lot younger. But I started in 1981 with my first year to be in the show, and I was a teenager at that time. And I've just kind of been in it in one way or another, either on stage or backstage, getting my kids ready to go on stage since then. So it is definitely a family thing. Once you're in it, you want your kids in it, and then your grandkids are in it. And we have we have two gentlemen in the show that they play the role of our old timers. And one of them is 89 years old, and one of them is 99 years old.
Whoa.
And he is in the show. And he is a Matthews that, we're talking about his kinfolk in the show.
Yeah.
That's what it's based off of. So that's extraordinary. And he has been in the show his entire life as well. So pretty awesome.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. He's actually talking about his, you know, immediate parents. That were there, and just the history of Fort Griffin is something everybody ought to read. You know, it was a buffalo hunters kind of outpost, is what it was set up to be. And I remember reading some stuff, and like 1 month they did 4,000. The store there at Fort Griffin sold $4,000 worth of lead and gunpowder. And something else that those hunters needed to go on buffalo hunts, but $4,000 in 1880 was
a fortune.
Yes, absolute fortune. Yeah, that was definitely a stop for those buffalo hunters. They would buy their ammunition there, and then they would also sell their hides there.
Yeah.
So they had a lot. It was a pretty active trade right there for the buffalo industry, I guess you could say. So,
yeah,
and with a fort on the top of the hill, you know, they had their own commerce down there in the saloons and all that lined the streets of Fort Griffin. So it was a bustling little town.
Yeah, and you can still see the frames of those structures up there on top on the left side when you get to Fort Griffin.
Yeah.
So what's changed? Has anything changed? Has this been the same play? I mean, I'm sure it hadn't been the same play, but I bet it stays pretty close to the script for most of the time, hasn't it?
It has familiarity to it every year, but the storyline is always different. There's always different songs in it each year, but you're still going to have those iconic scenes that you can expect, and you know they're going to be in there. You're always going to have the Longhorn scene. It's just like you said. Yeah. I love the word you described, majestic, and that's exactly what it is. You're always going to have the Longhorn scene. You'll always have a women's work scene. You'll always have the saloon scene, which is everybody's favorite. So yeah. The interior of the Beehive Saloon, you'll always have that. You'll always have the train come in. But weaving all of that together each year is a little bit of a different storyline. So I have really gone to the history books and tried to pull out some actual history that happened there, because that's always so interesting. We're entertaining people, but we're reliving history at the same time. So we talk about the famous Leadbetter kidnapping of the little Leadbetter boy that was kidnapped when he was 9 years old. And then, last year I talked about Doc Holliday when he was arrested in Fort Griffin for killing a man with a gun. I mean, not with a gun, but with a knife. And he was notorious for killing people with guns, but he stabbed him to death, his girlfriend Big Nose Kate burnt a building down to distract the town, and she broke him out of jail and ran off. So I mean, true story.
That's really just awesome. I mean, who wouldn't like to hear a play about that?
Right?
And actually be in the place where it happened.
Be in the spot where it happened, exactly.
Exactly.
A lot of people don't know that. That's what we just got to get more everybody. If you've not been there, you need to go to this. I mean, just that storyline alone would get me there.
Yeah, exactly. So we try to add real history every single year to that, and it's intriguing, and it's good for kids to come out and hear that too. It's like a history lesson right there.
Well, and the fact that it's an outdoor play, I mean, it's just different than going inside a theater. You go outside,
right,
and you're sitting there, and you know, you don't have to wear a tuxedo, you don't have to dress up nice. It's outside,
right.
And it's just a magical deal. It truly is. And if you think about one little community, how many people are in Albany? What's the
less
population?
Than 2,000? Yeah, it's like right at 2,000.
Less than 2,000 people, and for 80 years they've been able to motivate their citizens and volunteer to put on this play. And it's not easy. You make it sound easy, but it's not. And I imagine you guys are wore out. You know, y'all probably don't get out of bed on Sunday after doing this for 2 days, because you see it's a huge set, and they roll these things out, and they got to put cows up and longhorn steers up and horses up. And I imagine it wears y'all out. I mean, and you don't get paid,
And you don't get paid. Volunteer. We're all having a good time. You know, these cowboys, like you said, they're real working cowboys. Yep. And they are in the middle of their sale season, and so they're out pinning. They told me yesterday that they got up at 4 yesterday morning, worked all day, came out to rehearsal, went to bed for a couple of hours, and they were planning on getting up at 3 to go back out again.
Yep.
So they're serious about it, but still dedicated to the show. So can't beat that.
No, they know what they're doing too, and they're experts, and I'm sure they they'll have a cerveza by the time this is over with on Saturday night.
Survival
or six. Well, okay, so it's $15 a seat. And yep. if you run out of those, they'll go down to 10. Friday yep. night's yep. easier to get a seat. You get a better seat than Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
It's both weekends. It's this Friday and Saturday night, and then it's the following Friday and Saturday night. So if you don't make it this weekend, make plans to go out next weekend. And all yep. these proceeds go towards?
It goes back into the Fandango Association, and we give scholarships out
That's
to
right.
High school students every year that have spent a lot of time in the show, grown up in the show, and have been dedicated to the show. And so we reward that and give them a scholarship. But all the rest of it goes back into the production, because it's a pretty weighty production
yeah.
to do. So.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of props, a lot of back scenes or whatever you call that, that y'all mm-hmm. roll in and out of there, and
a lot of livestock to feed, you know, all
yeah.
that. So
a lot of livestock feed. Yeah, I just hope they don't crawl into the stands, because they look like they're about to when you turn them loose. I swear, like that's an,
yeah.
I even like leaned back. I was like, "Whoa!"
They do. Lean back. You can watch them leaning back as they're coming out.
I mean, I don't know. You can't. And their horns are so long, you can't get them in a trailer. I mean, there's no physical way that they could fit in any stock trailer. There's no way.
No, I don't even watch them unload them, but it's a task. And we get those from Fort Griffin State Park out there.
And they stay there. They're donated
year.
There, aren't they?
They are. Yeah, that's where they live. And they come to see us every summer. And I sit right on the grounds, right in the very center of the stage on my little green platform, and they come straight at me every night. And they are literally about, a couple of feet away from me. And they're just munching the grass, and they'll look at me. And if there's any kind of water puddle beside me, then they're going to come over and see that. So I just try to act like I'm so cool, and it's, you know, but I'm...
You're a little worried,
so
too.
Nervous on the inside.
Yeah. Cool on the outside.
Well, Lorna, thank you so much for filling us in on the Fandangle, and good luck to
yeah.
y'all. I hope everything goes off without a hitch, and y'all do such
Thanks.
A great job. We will promote this again next week, and wish y'all the best
great.
Of luck.
Thank you so much, guys. We really, really appreciate y'all getting the word out and being so supportive of Fandangle. Thank
yes,
you
ma'am.
So much.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You, Lorna.
Thank y'all.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it, folks. Fandangle, you got a play day. Taylor County Posse's got a play day Saturday. Merkel's got a play day Saturday. You got the Fandangle Friday and Saturday. And then we got the Cowboy Reunion coming up in, what is that, a couple weeks?
Yes, sir, the first week of July.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another edition of the Horse Connection in the can. What you got, Timmy? You've been pretty quiet today.
Well, you said you got the information about... Young man, Christian, wasn't it?
What?
For the
yes, Christian. What was it? Chris Villanueva.
Yes.
He did make the finals. He made the top four, so he went on the nationals.
There we go.
He did.
Awesome.
Yeah, nice young bull rider. Came in on the show last week for the Texas High School Rodeo, and made the finals. And our other big shout out was Hannah King.
Mm-hmm.
Cutter made it into girls cutting nationals. Big deal. Super proud of her. Local girl. Got to give our local shout out.
You
and
bet.
How did the brothers do?
They didn't make it.
Oh.
Yep, the Barrett brothers did not make it. But they'll be fine. I think they've got bigger aspirations than just going to nationals.
Plus, they'll be back next year. So.
Yep, they'll be back next year. They'll be looking for some scholarship money more than anything.
You
Definitely.
Bet.
All right, folks.
Thank you, everybody that listens. If you didn't catch all the show, you can catch it online or on our Facebook page. You can go to McCullough Properties, or you can go to Travis Hawkins, KW, and you can listen to the podcast there. Thank you all so much for listening. This is The Horse Connection with Clay McCullough and Travis Hawkins.